A spiritual daughter of the renowned exorcist Father Gabriel Amorth had informed him that the Madonna would weep in Civitavecchia, and it would not be a good omen for Italy. The bishop of Civitavecchia at the time, Monsignor Guglielmo Grillo, recounts in his diary that Father Amorth phoned him on the 13th of March 1995 and presented him with this information. The bishop did not believe him. Father Amorth was later to confess that his spiritual daughter, who had informed him in the summer of 1994 of the future miraculous event, had also warned him that unless much prayer and penance was done, Italy would face civil war and terrible bloodshed. In September of 1994, the parish priest of St. Agostino in Pentano, Father Pablo Martin, went on a pilgrimage to Medjugorje. He says that Padre Pio guided him to purchase a specific statue of the Madonna to give to the Gregori family back in Italy, which he did. The statue began weeping blood, first in front of the five-year-old daughter, Jessica, then in front of her father, then in front of several witnesses. The statue was confiscated by the bishop and kept in his residence. He was very skeptical at first. However, when he and his sister prayed the Hail Holy Queen in front of the statue at the words, "Turn thine eyes of mercy towards us," the statue began weeping again. The following is quoted from the article from La Stampa, Our Lady of Civitavecchia, 25 Years on the Reflection by theologian Stephen Walford. With the bishop now firmly convinced of the true nature of the events unfolding in his diocese, he took the statue to Rome for two separate teams of doctors to analyze the tears. Both came back with the same results. The blood was from a male in his mid-30s, but also revealed strong female characteristics. Professor Umani Ronocchi, the chief physician of legal medicine at the Sapienza University, declared openly that a supernatural light had issued forth from the statue during the tests. CAT scans performed by several agencies along with the Catholic Church also proved that there was no hidden device or mechanisms within the statue that could have allowed the blood to pass through it. The controversy became such that the state attorney's office confiscated the statue for further investigation, which caused uproar among the public and faithful. At this point, the Vatican became involved and showed tangible support for the Gregori family. Pope John Paul II sent his great friend Cardinal Andre Maria Duscher on April 10, 1995, to present the family with a replica statue made by the same man who made the original. It was a personal gift from the Holy Father and soon inexplicably began to emit a fragrant oil on liturgical feast days, the anniversary of tears, and also on many occasions before simple pilgrims, invoking the help of the Madonna of Civitavecchia. The statue also wept human tears on April 2, 2005, the day of St. John Paul II left this earth for heaven, and on March 31, 2006, when Bishop Grillo personally witnessed the weeping and testified to it publicly. Our Lady began to appear to all members of the Gregori family from 1995 to 1996 and again in 2018. Our Lady of Civitavecchia transmitted three dominant messages to the Gregori family. One, that families are being attacked by Satan. Two, the shepherds of the church are leading its people astray. And three, something monumentally earth-shaking is going to happen if we do not change our sinful ways. Our Lady said, "Children, the church has entered into a period of great trial, and in many of you the faith will become unstable. The world is becoming more and more a prisoner of Satan's darkness and evil without sparing numerous servants of the church. Satan has taken over all humanity, and now he is trying to destroy the church of God through many priests. Don't allow it. Help the Holy Father. The darkness of Satan is now obscuring the whole world, and it is also obscuring the Church of God. Prepare to live what I had revealed to my little daughters at Fatima. After the painful years of Satan's darkness, the years of the triumph of my Immaculate Heart are now imminent. Satan wants to destroy the family. Through you, I can spread the light of faith in these days of great apostasy. You are the light of the Lord, because you are children totally consecrated to me. Let yourselves be guided by me If you listen to me with true love and fulfill my request by walking the path that I point out to you in your mind and heart, through you I can realize the great divine design of the great triumph of my immaculate heart. Satan knows that his time is running out, because my son Jesus is about to intervene. I beg you, help me, do not let my son intervene, because I, your mother, want to save many souls and bring them to my son and not leave them for Satan. Pray that God our Father will grant me some more time, because this is the last period granted to me by God. My mantle is now open to all of you, full of graces, to place you as close to my immaculate heart. It is about to close. Then my son will deliver his divine justice. In 2018, your nation is in grave danger, meaning Italy. In Rome, darkness is descending more and more on the rock that my son Jesus left you on which to build up, educate, and spiritually raise his children. Bishops, your task is to continue the growth of God's church, since you are God's heirs. Consecrate yourselves all to me, to my heart, and I will protect your nation under my mantle, now full of graces. Listen to me, please. I beg you. I am your heavenly mother. I beg you. Do not make me weep again, seeing so many of my children die for your faults by not accepting me and allowing Satan to act. The message of our Blessed Mother at Civita Vecchia revealed that Satan would try to destroy the world by trying to provoke a nuclear war. On May 17, 1996, Jessica said in an interview, "The main message is that they want to destroy the family and then the apostasy in the church and the risk of a third world war." Our Lady said, "Humanity does not realize that it is about to enter a world war that can be stopped." She says that it can be stopped through love, prayers, humility, the rosary, and the true conversion of hearts to God through consecration to her Immaculate Heart and to the heart of her Son, as well as the Eucharist, Eucharistic adoration, and the sacraments. When asked in an interview, Fabio the Father said that the message was of the threat of a nuclear conflict between West and the East, the Third World War. He later said, "Our Lady asked me and my family to live and witness the message she gave here, and in her apparitions she referred to Fatima. I chose Fatima for the beginning of the 20th century," she said, "Civita Vecchia for her end." Our Lady revealed the third secret of Fatima to the daughter Jessica on August 27, 1995. Jessica was then able to visit Sister Lucia of Fatima in 1996 and compare what she was given as a third secret as to what Sister Lucy had as a third secret, and they were identical. Jessica said that the third secret centers around Mary's phrase, "obscuring the church of God." Fabio Gregori, the father, claimed that Jesus told him, "Blessed is the one who will have kept and preached the prophetic words of the Church of God, our Father, who through our Heavenly Mother, the Madonna, prepares us the way by interceding before God, our Father. Never abandon the sacraments, confession, prayer, fasting, and the body of Christ, Jesus in the Holy Mass, because my coming will be very soon." The apparitions of Our Lady to the Gregori family in Civita Vecchia has received local approval. So let's review. Our Lady says Satan wants to destroy the family. And of course, Sister Lucia said that the final battle would be about the family. Second, the church is going in the wrong direction and leading souls to perdition. If you can't see that, you're just not paying attention. And third, Satan is trying to provoke a nuclear war, but we can stop it. And how can we stop it? Prayer, especially the rosary, fasting, and the sacraments. Only Catholics can bring world peace. And we'd better get serious about this, because we are literally on the brink of nuclear war right now. We are closer to nuclear conflict than we have ever been. We have people on our side, the West, you know, the good guys, who are actively pushing for nuclear conflict. If you're not praying the rosary every day, what are you doing? Our Lady said it over and over and over again, to prevent this catastrophe, pray the rosary, pray the rosary, pray the rosary. I also find it interesting that Our Lady chose to give little Jessica the third secret of Fatima in the late 90s. Doesn't sound like it was irrelevant then, like it was all about John Paul II and his assassination attempt in the 1980s. And she compared it with what Sister Lucy had, and they matched. And what she said the third secret was verified what other people through the decades said about the third secret, that it was about the apostasy in the church. So no, We did not get the full third secret. I firmly believe that. The key message of Our Lady of Civitavecchia is pray the rosary, practice your faith by participating in the sacraments, and then maybe we can prevent this nuclear conflict. Politics is not going to solve this. Supporting the right candidate, getting that person in office, will do nothing. Getting the word out on social media, make sure people understand and know, will do nothing. There is no temporal solution to this problem, only a spiritual one. And that's pray the rosary. Go to confession. Receive the Eucharist. Do Eucharistic adoration and convert your heart. Until my next video, God bless.